The earliest written gospel, the Gospel of Mark, records that on the night that he was betrayed, Jesus and his disciples, after they had shared in the Last Supper, sung a hymn, almost certainly a psalm. Later, the same gospel records how, as Jesus died, he found solace, comfort, courage and inspiration once more in the Psalms. The reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, beginning at the 33rd verse. The death of Jesus. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. Thanks be to God for his word to us.